Hey girl, welcome to Fearless and Unleashed, where we'll learn tips and tricks to live our best life. We are leaving fear behind, ladies, reaching our goals, having some fun while being authentically us. I'm Jeanette Sachs. I'm a mama of three beautiful girls, married to my best friend. I'm a wellness coach and entrepreneur. I'm all about living fearlessly, going after those scary business goals, getting fit while eating ice cream, and simplifying life. I believe when we get out of our own way, we become the best versions of ourselves. So get ready, girl, because we're about to change your life. On the previous episode, I talked to you guys about why the constant need of scaling up is ruining your life. And in that episode, if you haven't caught it, please go back and listen to it, because we talked about how we get so focused on what is the next big goal that I'm trying to reach. And then we just work, and we forget to take some time to really figure out what other areas in our life are we missing out on. And what are we not doing that is going to spark us joy and excitement and bring more happiness into our life? And we're just focused on all the big goals and always scaling in work and in life. So today, what I want to do is I want to talk to you guys about how to go about finding the things that are missing in your life. This is going to take some self-discovery. We're going to need to do some work to figure out what these things are. I'm one of those people that I love routine. I think having routines is extremely important, especially when it comes to your work, because with routine and discipline, you have a flow that happens in your day. You know when you need to show up, you know what needs to happen, and those days tend to look very similar, right? So for me, when I'm recording a podcast, I know what I'm doing, and it's going to look the same every single week, but I have to have those routines in order for me to get things done, because if I just wing it, most people that wing it don't get things done. And so I think routine are important. I think we should have them, especially in areas that we want to be more disciplined in. That's going to really help you. The problem that I think a lot of us kind of missed, I know I missed it as well, is I created routines also for my life. I have routines for everything, not just my work. I have routines for my fitness and my health goals. Those are important as well, because I need to be consistent. But then what I realized was my days were very routined. There was no excitement of anything new. And although my routine was filled with things that I love to do, when you do it over and over and over and over, at some point you are going to start feeling like it's just boring. You need something new, because having the same every single day for years, you're going to be feeling like you're missing some adventure. You're going to feel like you want more moments where you're being spontaneous, where you're waking up and you're like, okay, I'm not following the routine. I don't have work to do today. I'm going to go do this. And you have something new and exciting, right? And so I want you to pay attention to your routine. Are you the type of person that set up these routines to hold yourself accountable to get things done, but now they've kind of been in every area of your life? You have a routine. You're predictable. We know what you're doing. I have my kids. Oh God, this is so funny and kind of embarrassing, but like also it was one of those things like, wow, like I really need to switch it up. My husband, my kids, they know my routines and they would be like, oh, so mommy, how was your blah, blah, blah today? Because they would know exactly what I'm doing because I do the same thing all the time, right? So now because I've been kind of changing it and just doing things differently, sometimes even doing the same things, but in a different order, right? Even that makes me more excited. It opens up my day. So the things, if I was doing things in the morning, now I'm doing them in the afternoon and my mornings are open. And I don't know about you, but going out in the morning is so relaxing. I feel like the island is just in such a good, mellow, just relaxing, loving, like just the feeling that you get. It's not super busy. You know, even the ocean is just very mellow and relaxed. It's just beautiful. And so being able to just make that small switch, it has done wonders. And I've changed a lot of things throughout, I want to say the last couple years. I've kind of switched up some things that I was doing the same way every single day. Still do the same things because obviously my goals in certain areas are still important, but I just switched it up and I added some new things and I left room in my life to be able to have those moments and be spontaneous. Go and sign up for something new. Go try something new so that I don't get bored and feel like there's things missing in my life. There's actually room to add some things when I start feeling that way, or so that I don't feel that way. There's room for me to do different things. And so I think that's important to keep in mind. If you're somebody that has a routine, you love routine, maybe if you're feeling like there's stuff missing in your life, maybe you just need to switch up your routine. Another thing that I think is really important for us to keep in mind is that you may be feeling a little disconnected from a deeper meaning or a deeper purpose that you may have for your life. Sometimes we get so caught up doing the same thing, or we think that we found our purpose and this is what we're supposed to do, but we also grow. You know, you don't stay the same forever. You also grow. And so sometimes you may be doing what you used to do 10 years ago, 3 years ago, even a year ago, but you may be maybe not a completely different person. Maybe you still enjoy those things, but maybe there's been some new things that you need to find. There's been some new purposes, right? Some new meaning in different areas of your life that you haven't tapped into. And so the feeling of there's something missing in my life and I don't know what it is, it could come from there's a deeper meaning that you need to step into. So I want to give you some steps to discover what may be missing in your life. This way you can sit down, grab a journal, and really start writing these out and spend some time in this area. I think doing self-discovery is really amazing. If you have other questions to go along with these that come up, answer those and kind of discover what's going on in there as well. But I just want to give you, I think I have 8 points that I want to point out to just to get you started. Because one of the things you have to remember is in order for you to figure out what's missing, you have to spend time with yourself because you're the only one that can give you that answer. Okay, so we're just going to go ahead and jump into it. So number one is picture your ideal self. When you think about the person that you want to become, or when you think about the you a year from now, what does she look like? What does she look like 5 years from now? What does she look like 10 years from now? I wouldn't go more than 10 years because, you know, so much can happen in a decade, but really spend time thinking about, you know, if I became the person that I want to become and I leave fear behind, I'm not scared of judgment, I just step into who I am and I live boldly. What does she look like? How does she dress? How does she carry herself? How does she talk? How does she laugh? How does she spend her time? Who does she hang out with? Who is she surrounded by? What kind of things does she do with her time? What kind of hobbies does she have? What is her relationship like? What kind of mother is she? What kind of wife is she? What kind of friend is she? So spend some time and really get to know what your ideal self looks like, because if you know that, you'll be able to start doing things to get closer to living that as your true authentic self. Number two is to journal your passions that you had maybe in the past. I think with time and age, some of us forget to live. Or maybe because life was a certain way when you were growing up or when you were younger, you didn't have opportunities to do things. And I'm going to share something with you that I just talked to my husband about yesterday. We were having dinner and we're talking about prom and dresses and how my daughter wants to do her hair and all this stuff, right? And this is my second child that's going to prom. And so I asked her if her friends were going. She said, yes. I said, all of your friends are going or are there some that aren't going? And she's like, no, I think everybody that I know for sure is going. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. So I looked at my husband and I said, did you go to all of your proms? And he's like, yeah. And I had a moment right there where I thought, wow, I never went to any of them, you know, but I grew up very differently. Even if I wanted to go, or even if it came up, because I don't even remember it even coming up. I don't remember my mom bringing it up. I honestly don't even know if she knew that the school had proms or anything. But even if she did know, I know that she wouldn't have been able to afford a dress and shoes and all the things that go with prom. I know that that wouldn't have happened. And I had a moment, I kind of felt a little emotional, like, wow, because I'm getting to see my kids do things and I encourage them to not miss out on things because I want them to have those memories. And I never even thought about the fact that I never got to do a lot of those things. And so I was telling my husband, like, I got a little emotional when I realized that I haven't done a lot of those things. And I didn't even like go to any of the proms or anything. And he was like, oh, I'm sorry, babe. Don't worry. I'll make it up to you. He said, I will buy you a prom dress. I was like, I will wear that for my 40th birthday because my birthday is coming up this year and I'm going to turn 40 and I'm excited about it. I think of it as the second half of my life. And I'm excited for it because I'm going all in. I'm doing all the things. And that moment was also a moment because I was driving thinking about it again. And I went, you know, that's interesting. I didn't get to do a lot of this stuff. And clearly it didn't bother me because I didn't even think about it until that moment. And then it comes up and you kind of remember the old you and you're like, oh man, I didn't get to do a lot of stuff. And I have to deal with some stuff that my kids don't ever even have to think about dealing with, which I am so thankful for. But I'm like, you know, it's cool. I have a whole nother half of my life. I am going to do all the things. I'm going to have so much fun and I'm going to do all the things that I feel like I didn't do when I was younger. and I'm just going to make the best of it. And so sometimes when we're journaling, we're going to find some things that maybe we had passions about in years past in our life. Maybe there was things that you didn't do, right? That you can now do. And so I want you to journal what some of those things can be. Number three is to try new things. You're never going to know what's missing if you don't try things. Maybe you're like, girl, I don't have any hobbies. I never played sports. I never was into anything. I don't really know a lot of people to get into things. Like, I don't know, right? We're all just busy taking care of our kids, working, living at home, taking care of our home. Like, we don't have time for none of this. Well, take some time and go and experience new things. If you don't know anybody that's doing new things, then go meet them. And you know where you're going to meet them? By signing up to do new things. Go take a dance class. You're going to find some people. There's going to be some women in there. Make some friends. You know, here in Hawaii, there's a lot of water sports. You want to learn how to surf? Go and surf. Go join a bunch of people who are surfing. Somebody's going to be there talking to you. If you want to go and paddleboard, go and take some classes. And you're going to meet people that are there taking classes too. And then y'all can go together after and do it together. If you want to learn anything, just go and sign up. And you're going to find people there learning as well. And you're going to make new friends. And you're going to be trying new things. And you might find the hobby or the thing that you do that you really love. Number four is to work with a coach to help you sort through some thoughts. The reason that I encourage you guys to do this is because we get so caught up in our heads. We think all the thoughts, we're overwhelmed with information sometimes, and then we can't sort through it. We just have them and then we move on with our day and we don't sort through them. We don't know how to sort through them. And so we can't find the answers. We can't see the clues of what the next steps could be. And so working with a coach, they're really going to help you sit down. Okay, what is going on? And they're going to help you create a plan to move forward. Because here's the thing that I want you to remember. A lot of people have thoughts. They may even have the answers, but they don't know how to set an action plan of how to move forward. And so they never do. And the thoughts and the ideas, they just stay there. There's no action plan that is taken. There's no accountability, right? Because we give up on ourselves very quickly. But when you have a coach that's holding you accountable, you're going to know, like, oh, I was supposed to go and find a class to join or do something fun and I haven't done it. And we're supposed to meet in a couple of days. Let me go do it. And so that accountability really helps. So I would encourage you to find yourself a coach and work with a coach. Number five is to track the times when you're feeling off. So on days when you're feeling off, you're in a funk, you're sad, you can't get out of bed, grab your journal and write out what's making you feel that way. Most of the time we know. Most of the time something triggered it, right? So write down how you're feeling, because on the days when you're feeling better, you can look back and go, oh, wow, I was feeling like that because that's how I was feeling. My emotions are right there in those pages and you're able to figure it out and fix it. If you don't spend time trying to figure out what's making you feel that way, how are you going to fix it, right? And that leads me into number six, which is to deal with your trauma and your triggers. Once you identify these things, you're going to be able to deal with it. A lot of us go through life and we don't want to deal with the trauma. We don't want to deal with the things that trigger us. We don't want to deal with the things that hurt us. We are so good at just going through life, going through challenges, letting people do whatever they're going to do in our lives to make our lives miserable. They hurt us. And then instead of us speaking up about it, standing up for ourselves, or having those conversations that need to be had, we bury it and we don't say anything. But guess what? Eventually, those emotions, they'll come back up. And that's what's getting in the way of you enjoying your life. You can't move forward unless you deal with it. So identify what those things are and then have the conversations. Have the conversations with the people, set the boundaries and deal with it so that it's not coming up every now and then. You can't bury something like that. You can't just ignore your emotions. And even if it doesn't come up and it's so noticeable that that's what you're dealing with, a lot of times we carry that in our body and we carry that stress. And a lot of times it goes unidentifiable. You don't identify that that's what's making you feel that way, because stress can also be silent, but our body can tell. So just deal with it, you guys. It's going to be hard, but you have to deal with it if you want to move forward. Number seven is to write out what needs to go, right? So these kind of go together. You have to identify what's making you so unhappy and then make a list of them and let them go. You have to release some things, and sometimes you're going to have to release some people. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. We're not all meant to be everybody's cup of tea. We're not all the most healthiest for each other. You know, I'm sure that I'm probably not someone that other people would enjoy being around. Maybe their type of people is someone that's completely different than me. And there's going to be people that I enjoy being around that make me happy and that I can have in my life, even through the hard times, you know, even through the difficult times, I still enjoy their company. And then there's some people that are going to be just extremely too toxic. And you're not going to be good for me, and I'm not going to be good for you. So we might as well just bless and release. I wish you the best of luck. Live your life. I hope God blesses you. But together in the same space, maybe that's not the right thing to do, right? And so make the list of what these things are or who these people are and remove them. Let them go in a loving way so that you don't hold any resentment and then carry that with you, because that's not good either. And my last thing that I'm going to tell you, which I think is the most important thing to be able to do all of these things, is to get some quiet time. Stop the scrolling, get off social media, and work on yourself. It is going to be really hard to work on yourself if you're constantly scrolling and comparing yourself with other people in their lives that they're showing you online. This isn't helping you discover what really makes you happy. This is not going to help you spend some time discovering what the triggers are. You're just going to be adding to the triggers, right? Because everybody's perfect life is going to make you feel like you don't have anything great going on. If you're struggling with these areas in your life and you're already feeling a little empty, if you're already feeling that you have a lot of things missing, that there's no joy, well, going on social media is not going to help that. Going on social media is actually going to increase that feeling, because then you're going to feel like, oh my goodness, I have so much that I'm not doing. I have so much that is missing in my life, and everyone else is just happy and living their best life doing things, and I'm just here miserable. That's what social media is going to do, and it's not going to help you get the answers that you need. The only thing that is going to help you get those answers is solitude. Shutting everything off, stop watching people live their lives, and spend some time with you. Ask yourself these questions and let the answers come to you. I promise you that you're going to have a list of things that you want to do because you truly feel like those are the things that are missing in your life. You're going to have the most fun once you implement them. They may not be what everybody on social media is showing you that they're doing, but they're going to be important to you. You're not going to care about what other people are doing with their time because you're so happy with how you're spending your time. The comparison trap is crazy and it takes away from your life. So stop wasting your time, stop being miserable, stop looking at what everybody's doing, and just spend some time in solitude and find the answers that are going to help you find what's missing in your life, and then take action. Get your coach for accountability, because that's where people get stuck. They don't take action. Take action and go live your life, because you only have one. And how you live it, no matter what the circumstances are, okay? And trust me, I've had to do this on times when my life has been good and I still needed some other things to add. And also when my life wasn't feeling so good or I had challenges going on, okay? So you can do this at any point. And your plan is going to look different than my plan. My plan is going to look different than everybody else's plan. Focus on you. Find what's missing, try new things, ignore the world, and focus on you. That is how you're going to improve your life and have more joy. All right, friend, that is what I have for you today. I hope you found this helpful. Please do me a favor. Share this episode with somebody that you know. You could send it through a text to a friend, or better yet, just take a screenshot and share it on your social media. You can even share the link to the podcast on your social media. Just put it on your stories. I would love to see it. I would truly appreciate you sharing this, because I think that so many of us are stuck here and we're not very happy. And I think that we need the tools to be able to improve our lives on our terms. Improve our lives and bring more joy and happiness in a world that seems so chaotic. And I promise you, there are people you know, whether they are family members or your friends, that are going through this and don't know how to figure it out. And they're not going to tell you because they're embarrassed. So share the link and let them come hear these steps so that they too can find what's missing in their life. It's going to be such a big gift that you give them, and you're probably not even going to know how much of a gift it was for them, because they're probably silently going to come listen and slowly and quietly improve their lives. All right, I appreciate you guys. I hope you have a great day, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Hey girl, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, I would really appreciate it if you took a minute to head over to Fearless and Unleashed on iTunes and leave a review and subscribe to the show so you're notified when the episodes drop. Also, I'd love to connect over on social media, so head over to Instagram and say hi. You can find me at Jeanette Sachs or find the link below in the show notes. Okay, friend, go out and be fearlessly you. I'll see you soon.